This is an All Ears English bonus episode. Get the best bang for your buck and improve your English fluency. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Denver and Portland, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, learn three new ways to talk about getting a great deal in English. Plus, lock in the best possible price on your English fluency study plan before the price goes up very soon. Get more details today.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Jessica, how's it going today?
It's going great. I had a wonderful weekend, saw some sun. How about you?
Awesome. Very, very good. I was around Denver over the weekend. But, you know, it's good to have you back on the show, Jessica. I haven't heard your voice on All Ears English in quite a while. You're always hanging out on IELTS Energy. I'm glad you came to visit.
You know, I love coming over here. It's important to get away from IELTS sometimes. And
yes.
You know what? Like, I've been making new material for the Connected Communicator course.
Yeah.
And it's so fun. It's so, test prep. I try to make as fun as possible. Mm-hmm. But Connected Communicator, that's, I don't even have to try. It's just
fun.
Yeah.
That's our fluency course, right, Jessica? And,
yes.
You know, a lot of our listeners have already gotten in there. And we are here today, guys, to let you know what is going on with this fluency course, right?
Yes.
So, Jessica, what exactly is going on and why do they need to know right now?
Well, guys, we are increasing the prices for the first time ever on Connected Communicator. We came out with this course way back in 2016, guys, and over the past year have been adding great, amazing content like speaking practice and vocabulary quizzes. We've been adding so much amazing stuff to this course over the past year, and we're finally increasing the prices for the very first time on February 1st.
Exactly, Jessica. Guys, we've added quizzes, as Jessica said, 9 new quizzes. There are 72 interviews with native speakers, and that is what's really interesting about this course. Right, Jessica, it's not just an online video course. It's
right.
A road trip that you take around the United States. How many miles? Do you remember, Jessica, the mile count?
Oh, gosh. I don't. I mean, you took the trip. I know. I've said the number but I don't remember.
It's actually 12,400 miles around the U.S. So crazy. I mean, how many tanks of gas? How many conversations? And you guys get to benefit from all of this. You guys get to feel like you've taken this trip with me by video lesson. So cool.
It is so amazing, you guys. And so I've been working with Aubrey a bit on this course as well. She's helping to add new creative content to the course. And she was saying that she also learned things about America and Americans that she never knew before. So guys, like even native speakers do not know all of these things about our own country and culture that you get in this course.
Exactly. But today we are going to integrate that course with the idea of getting a good deal, right,
yes.
Jessica? Because you know what? It's a really good deal, this course, because you get this 60-day study plan. We show you the way to build that fluency, the vocabulary, the cultural knowledge, and the listening strategy skills that you really need. Right now it's a great deal. The price is going up. So Jessica, how can we say this, that we are getting a great deal?
Okay, we have three amazing phrases for you guys. And remember, this is all stuff that native speakers really say, right? It's all about real English, just like you get from the native interviews. That's the point, guys. Okay, so real phrase number one, to get more bang for your buck. It's a fun phrase to say. There's a lot of like plosive sounds like bang for your buck. It already sounds exciting, but it's just like you get a lot of value for the money that you're paying.
Yeah, and it's a great feeling when you get a good deal. You know I mean? Yeah. Are you generally like a deal shopper, Jessica? Or like how much emphasis do you put on that in your personal life when you go shopping for things? What's your strategy there?
Oh my God, I probably spend too much time looking for deals. Like it'd probably make more sense just to pay the first price, but I'm always like, it's sort of like FOMO, right? Fear of missing out. I'm like, no, there's gotta be a better deal. I still like shopping at Goodwill. You know, I love buying secondhand used stuff. Yeah. What about you?
Oh, I think we talked about this on our Conversations in Coffee edition last week, didn't we? You know, I don't spend as much time. Lately, I've actually been calling up, you know, softwares or whatever I sign up for, especially for our business. Sometimes I'll just call and see if I can have a deal, or even my mobile phone, my Verizon bill. I called them up and I said, hey, can I save money? Like, can I pay less? You know, something like that. So I've been doing more of that. But generally, I don't spend a ton of time looking for deals.
But we do have two more phrases for you guys, but I just want to note real fast, for those of you who are living in the States, and we know a lot of you are, this is a great tip, guys. Yeah. Call your cable provider and your mobile phone provider, especially cable. Like every month they have new deals. If you just call and you're like, I want to pay less, what's the deal this month? You can always get a better deal.
You really can, especially if you've been with them for a long time. If you're doing the phone, your phone is out of contract. I mean, there's a lot. You have a lot more leverage than you think you do when it comes to these large telecom companies and things like this, especially the bigger the company, usually the more leverage you have. So that is a good one. So bang for your buck. I love that. And buck, that word, so slangy, right? Buck.
Yeah. Actually, that is vocab from one of the lessons in Connected Communicator. I just remembered. But buck, guys. It just means money, cash, dollar bills. Okay, so the next phrase, guys, to describe a really good deal, a really good bargain, is to say something is a steal. So obviously you're not stealing it, but it's like the price you pay is so low, you feel like you're stealing it. Like it's exciting.
Yeah, so we say this with energy. We say, that's a steal. You have to go for it, right? Like it's an incredible deal. It's a great value. I love it, guys. And you can put the right emphasis on this with the right pronunciation, right, Jessica? That's a big part of this.
Oh,
using
for sure.
our intonation when we say these expressions.
Like, not just is the phrase fun to say, like we said for the first one, right? But guys, you have to sound like it's fun to say, right? like, imagine if somebody was like, oh, it's a good bang for your buck. Like,
boring.
Tune out. Don't even listen. You know what? I found a steal at the Habitat for Humanity Restore. It's a secondhand furniture home goods place. Okay. But I found such a steal. It was a vintage lamp with like handcrafted flowers on it or whatever. It's crazy looking. Only $7.
$7 for a lamp. That's insane. That is a steal. It's a steal.
All right. What's the last phrase, Lindsay?
Okay, so this one was new to me until we talked this morning, Jessica. So the phrase is, it's a deal at twice the price.
Yes.
A deal at twice the price. What does this mean? I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory, but it's new for me.
You know what? Like, it's not something that I often say, but the thing is, guys, that I have heard this phrase like at least three times recently through my watching of TV and movies. That's why it stuck in my head, because I started hearing it all the time. So we do say this, guys. Guys, you could figure this out, right? It makes sense. It's a deal at twice the price. It rhymes. Yep. And again, it's fun to say.
Yeah. So just the idea that even if the price were 2x'd, right? Or twice what it is, it would be a good deal still. I love that.
Right, exactly.
So good. So clear and so good. And this course really is a deal right now. You know what I mean?
Oh
it's
my
a
gosh,
great price
yeah.
for the value that you get. I mean, what's your favorite thing about it, Jessica?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
My favorite are the funky characters that you guys get to meet and virtually hang out with from across America. The yoga lady in New York City, she's like older and she's amazing.
She's incredible. She's actually a contortionist, which is even more interesting than a yoga lady.
Sorry, yeah.
That's okay. No, but really, but close, right? Because so she's a contortionist and she would... She's basically a street performer where she'd go and perform the contortions on the street in New York. So interesting.
So cool, guys. The artist in San Francisco. The cowboy. I still come back to Brett the cowboy because his opinions are surprising. They're not what you would expect from, you know, you think he's conservative. Guys, like the insight that you get into Americans and our ideas, what you can talk about with anybody you meet, it is invaluable.
Yeah, and that's the key, right? I mean, things have been kind of insane in the whole world, but especially in the US, politically in the last 4 years, things have been insane. But if you just watch the news from your country, you may not really truly understand what's actually going on. So Connected Communicator is a way to go below the surface, talk to real natives or listen to them, understand their perspective and know that not everyone thinks in the same way here, right? Exactly. There's so much diversity of thought in the US.
Exactly. There are just some fascinating lessons about stereotypes and not judging a book by its cover. You know what I mean? But I remember when you and I first started making this course, like one of our missions was to share American culture, right? Like, what do we actually think about and talk about? Who are we with the rest of the world? Because like you said, how do you know if you don't like live inside a culture? What's going on? And there's no way we could have foreseen the craziness that would ensue. And that's what makes us even more valuable today, I think, because guys, like, we all want to understand each other and feel kindness and not, you know, the opposite of kindness. And understanding is where that starts.
Oh, 100%. So well said, Jessica. I love it. So let's leave it there. Guys, the point is the price is going up on the Connected Communicator on February 1st, Monday, February 1st at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. That's 12 noon New York City time. The price is going up. So go right now and jump into that course. Go to allearsenglish.com/connection. Okay.
Yes. Awesome. Oh my gosh, guys, get that steal right now.
Get it.
Wait.
Definitely get it. And we're excited to welcome you guys in there in the Facebook group where you can announce your goal and meet other students in there. Start connecting with them and share what you learn in the course.
Yes. Awesome. Oh, I love it. Can't wait to see you guys in there.
All right. Very cool, Jessica. I'll talk to you soon. Have a good one.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.